music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now how are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages. Rick Adams is here today with you, and we're going to bring up our special guest and friend in just a moment. You know, I'd like to start off, of course, by telling you that I am, I guess I'm a year older than I was last week, so here I am. Ladies and gentlemen, getting up there. I am 39 years young as of today, after 75,000 years on this planet in one form or another. Anyhow, we're here. We're grateful to be here. And, you know, I was just thinking of the common refrain that we hear from people, all good things must come to an end. But, you know, the flip side of that is actually true. All bad things or evil things will come to an end, and that day is arriving sooner than most of us could ever have imagined, with the imminent return of Yeshua Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of David, when the false Jesus is taken right down, and his little kiddies with him. So, folks, it is a marvelous time to be living in. We are living in those days that the apostles and the prophets of God could not live in. And so we give humble thanks today to the Heavenly Father for this opportunity to, as it says, you know, to blow that trumpet. And Gabriel's trumpet we're blowing today, folks. Gideon and Gabriel and all of the others who represent the Godhead and the family of God, the trumpet that will sound around the globe. So we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, back by popular demand today, because I know she has a lot to say. There are similarities between her native land and here in America, is Monica. Monica Huggett Stone. Hello, Monica. Welcome back.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having me and giving me a chance to say something and reprimanding and give hope. Because all good things come to those who wait.
Amen. Amen. They do. You know, you have been you've been with me now for, well, quite a few years, actually, on this network, on this program. And you've been sounding that alarm there and here. And I have been sounding that alarm. And I'm very happy to say, not out of the sense of pride, but out of a sense of divine truth, that everything we have been saying is coming to pass, much to the dismay, unfortunately, of the naysayers, you know, of the, the people who are of our stock and our nation and so forth, who are only too happy to just you know, sit in a rocking chair and rock back and forth and give the same old answers we've always heard. Oh, the world is here today. It'll be here tomorrow. And the sun rise today and it will rise again tomorrow. Well, their security blanket, their comfort zone is about to shatter. So, I'm very happy that, you know, you in South Africa, what you have been going through over the years has been totally and completely left out of any of the propaganda media. In fact, the reverse of the truth has been the case. Whenever something has happened in South Africa under white rule that the media bosses want to take note of, why, of course, they parade it across the globe constantly. Yet, with the slaughter that has taken place in the last, what, about 25, 30 years now in South Africa, with the change of government, It is now almost incredible that the lying media have not even attempted to recognize it or to allow people across this planet to know of it. So it does prove media. It proves media lying, media complicity, and total ownership by your enemies and my enemies and God's enemies, the synagogue of Satan. Go ahead. Give us your comments on what you've been through.
Well, interesting, talking about the media, the South African Broadcasting Corporation has a complete blackout, you're not supposed to say black, of any news about riots, protests, burning, and looting. They fired quite a few journalists already. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Alliance, that is the opposition to the ANC. It's the same opposition you have in your country, the Democrats and the Republicans, they're just the same, just mm-hmm. another name. But anyway, they were rioting and protesting in front of the SABC's buildings the other day because they are following the same pattern the apartheid regime followed by a blackout of all news of how bad it is going here. So what we do is we listen to traffic reports to know where you can go and where you can't go.
Uh-huh.
This is what's happening. 3 weeks ago, around the Pretoria, all the black townships were burning. It was really a riot. They were burning. They were looting. They destroyed shopping malls, big shopping malls. Well, six were killed, they say, but you cannot trust the media. We don't know. They burned 21 buses. What it was all about was a race war. Only once it came through. But this area, we have Pedis here. You know, just to put you in the picture, they're not only blacks in South Africa. We have 15 different races or tribes and then sub-tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ANC appointed a Zulu woman as a candidate for the mayoral race and the local elections August 3rd. So the blacks here were upset because they're Pedis and they don't want the Zulu. So they started rioting and they're burning the buses and they're burning this. And now they're complaining about transport. This is typical. There are no trains because they burned the trains. So then they burn the stations because there are no trains. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I'm talking in riddles, but this is what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Because
there
is no logic. You cannot discuss anything with these people. It's like, I think Dr. Swift said it so well. You cannot sit around the table and talk to the synagogue of Satan and think that you can think or reason like they do. And this is the same scenario here. So this is what they've been doing. So about 2 months ago, they were rioting in the north, about 3 hours from where I am.
Uh-huh.
They burnt 29 schools down to the ground. 29 schools.
These were government schools?
Of course, the government schools, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason of the rioting is that the government decided to save money. I mean, this is very logical. To amalgamate two municipalities. And the people, they don't want that. So they burned 29 schools to the ground. So 60,000 students don't have a school to go to. Yes. So they had talks and so forth, and put up temporary buildings for the schools, and they started again last week.
That sounds very familiar to me, and not only because of the history in Africa, but also mm-hmm. what's happened here in this country. And who is behind it? You know, here, I'm sure you could tell me, because of the ties to the ANC, who was behind this disintegration, this breaking apart, and the violence that has swept your country. The same people.
It's the same people. And you know, it's interesting that they started rioting in Zimbabwe about 10 days ago. because there's nothing there. There's no money. So the police will stop the taxis and then demand some payment for whatever the reason, because this must be their salaries, because they're not getting any salaries. The banks are empty. There's no money.
Well, isn't that part of the benefit of so-called black majority rule?
Of course, yes. Isn't it great? Absolutely. So, but what was very interesting, Rick, and I don't know how many people realize that or even give any attention to it, I don't know, but those rioters all had red T-shirts on, mm-hmm. brand new golf or T-shirts, red, all of them. And we have a party here, the EFF, economic whatever, I don't know what it stands for. I'm really not interested in what it is. Julius Malema is the leader, and he's always talking to Mugabe, and they working together, and he is wearing red. They're wearing red T-shirts and red berets going to Parliament. So we know what the color red stands for. That is absolutely communist and Bolshevik. And this is what's happening here. This is a push for a complete takeover by the Bolsheviks.
I've been reading a little bit here and there in the propaganda media about what's going on with Zuma in South mm-hmm. Africa and all of the scandals that have surfaced about his mm-hmm. government. And mm-hmm. then I've been hearing about that poor, tiny little despot, Robert Mugabe, in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. formerly Rhodesia, and some mm-hmm. of the issues that he's been having. And, of course, he's blaming mm-hmm. shortages and so forth mm-hmm. on every single factor, the salary cuts and so forth, mm-hmm. on all of the austerity that is beyond his control. And, unfortunately, the people are getting weaker, poorer, deader and sicker, while the mm-hmm. whites have always taken the blame, you know, the British first, mm-hmm. and then the whites and the Dutch and all of the mm-hmm. other tribes of Israel that settled in Rhodesia. They, mm-hmm. they're still taking it. They're still being attacked. They're still being mm-hmm. killed off, as they are mm-hmm. in South Africa. So isn't it interesting that while we hear about Holocausts all the time, and one in particular, that we're not getting any news at all from the Southern African continent that has anything to do with this massive slaughter that's been going on, this ethnic cleansing, all mm-hmm. of these years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's now reaching the figure of about 85,000 whites. You know, when I heard this morning somebody died of cancer. It is the weirdest thing to hear somebody dying of natural causes, even if it's such a horrible thing like cancer, because of all the murders taking place here. Somebody I went to school with in my hometown, they broke the glass that was on the dressing table and then they cut his throat. Mm-hmm. I mean, the most vicious ways, people are being murdered here. It's unbelievable. And I see that it's getting to the United States, it's taking place in Europe. And I've been warning about this since I can remember, but of course, mm-hmm. it won't happen here.
No, it can't happen.
Just
close your eyes and bury your head in the sand and play mm-hmm. ostrich, and it'll all go away, it'll all pass. These things have happened before, and they'll happen mm-hmm. again, and so on and so forth.
Yes, and the sun will still come. Visit us in the morning from the east and go down in the west, and that'll be going and blah blah blah. I wonder what everybody's going to do if all of a sudden tomorrow morning it's going to come up in the west, you know.
Well, in the world of these freaks and Obama, who knows, it may be an alien that will deliver that phenomenon, you know.
Exactly.
The way it's going with all of the media propaganda and TV shows and mm-hmm. Pokemon nonsense. And all of this is mesmerizing to the minds of the weak and the degenerate and the, you know, the lowest common denominator. And the masses are enthralled by all of these things. They're being led by all of it. So, you know, it comes to mind that the scriptures, again, ring true when Jesus said, you know, that the good shepherd, I am he, I am the good shepherd, to lead mm-hmm. the flock back to the Father. Satan is the bad shepherd, and he appears as what? He appears as light. He comes as a wonderful, kind-hearted little soul, but he's really the big bad wolf. But that's they true. Love being deceived by the big bad wolf because he's so beautiful, you see? He's so attractive looking.
Exactly. Yes, it's I watched this video the other day. It was very interesting. I don't know who made it, but there was a discussion between Lucifer and Archangel Michael.
Yes.
And, to have this sword fight. And they lay down the rules. So Michael, of course, stood by the rules. And then Lucifer won, and he said, "But you cheated." So Lucifer looked at him, and he said, "Yes, I can, because I'm Lucifer."
That's a very good point.
I can, and this is with the governments we have today. They do all these things because they can. They're empowered,
and really they must too. When you mm-hmm. think about it, it's not just that they have the ability; it's that they are, they're actually predisposed toward that lie and that evil.
Mm-hmm.
And where you are, and right now, in the thick of it all, and where we are here in the United States, now it is unfolding here as it did there. Mm-hmm. We are beginning to see the once again the synagogue of Satan staring up the masses, the races, the class warfare mm-hmm. scenario, as we said, and they are pitting one against another. And as long as they don't ever point the finger at them, mm-hmm. Everything is just fine. You can hate each other. You can demand your rights, but, just don't hate us. And they are the haters. And what they're doing now with the Republican convention and the Democratic convention coming up and all of these alleged killings by police and killings of police are stirred up in the minds of people to create that conflict, that irreversible hatred in America. So what they're doing now follows that Manuelowski, that Saul Alinsky school of real communism and Marxism-Leninism, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely. It's following it to the T, and our people, and this is the sad part, haven't learned anything.
No.
I said the other day to somebody, but how many examples do you want? We have Ghana, who became the first independent country from Britain, and from there down to South Africa. How many examples were there? 40 examples, and nobody learned anything.
Mm-hmm.
That we went back to the trees and everything is falling apart. But of course, they use the excuse of, we're trying to put the things right of the horrible apartheid regime. This is why we don't have time to build you a house. We promised you that 21 years ago, so maybe it'll take another 21.
Mm-hmm.
Like they do in the States, blaming everything on slavery that's done and gone 150 years ago. So,
as long as they don't blame the slave traders and the carriers of the slaves mm-hmm. to the various continents, then it's okay. But if they start to name names, oh my goodness, it's the Holocaust card again, and it's just terrible what's happening. We can just see the ovens opening again. This is horrifying. Blame the poor little innocent, tiny, defenseless rabbis,
So the blame game, it's the same here, that they blame apartheid for all the ills and all the things that they're doing. But going back to Zuma, they had 783 criminal charges against him. 783.
Yes. Well, we just saw the other day, what was it, the 40th anniversary of Tutu, Bishop Tutu?
Yes,
40 years in that ministry, and I posted a comment on one of the newspaper websites that he was the guy that said, "With our matches and our gasoline, we will liberate this country," didn't he?
No, that was Winnie Mandela.
Oh, it was Mandela?
He
was one of her closest allies, though, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the thing is, it's coming here, folks, and it's brought to you by the same old synagogue of Satan. All right, we'll come back with Monica and your calls as well. Join us, Rick Adams Uncensored.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Oops, fellow Eloi, we're back now with Monica Stone. She's in South Africa, here in the United States. I am here, and you're all over the world. And we are just talking about the incredible parallels from South Africa to the United States, to what's going on in Europe now, and what's happening across the globe, and particularly the Adamic, white, Caucasian, Israelite people of the Bible. And this is no accident. We told in if you go to the book of Genesis and you study chapter 25, 26, and 27 of Genesis, you will see this seed line of God's children fighting with the seed line of Satan's children, literally Satan's children, blood-bought. And we see Esau and we see Jacob dueling it out in their mother's womb, Rebekah. And we see that this is why God could say, Esau have I hated and Jacob have I loved, because Esau is doing the same thing today as it did in that age that existed in this earth before this second heaven and earth age that we're in now, the age of the flesh. They were battling it out. They were taking Satan's side, and they're doing it now. And their enemy is the Adamic, Caucasian, Israelite, Jacobite people of the Bible, those who have descended from Adam and have come through Abraham, and have come through Isaac, which means laughter, you know, and all the way down from Jacob's ladder. So we're seeing that clearly, you and I, Monica, can witness to that fact. But the average person doesn't even know who he or she is. If they're white in South Africa, they don't even know their ancestry. They don't know today where they come from and how vital it is to know that, because this is why it's a struggle, yes, of race against race. And that one race now is out in the open. They want to dominate all of the races and all of the colors and all of the nationalities, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we all are victims of these people. If you're white, black, red, or yellow, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Throwing us together, and this is what's causing all this hatred. I mean, I remember as a child, we didn't have this hatred. You were treated with respect. I was in business. I had 22 of them working for me. No problem. They came with all their personal problems to me because they saw me as the mother. Before that, they saw my dad as the father. And this is it. They're children, and now they put into a position what they cannot handle. So that is causing a problem.
Yes,
it's so unfair to take them out of their environment and to push them into ours. We're not the same. Let them be where they are. You know, really, we must have a separate development. They must be over there, and we must be over here. Mm-hmm. And those who want to mix with them, let them go wherever. But
it's the same here where I'm living. Exactly. It's not different either. Hmm.
No, absolutely not.
Now, I will say this, and I think you and I agree with you, that there has never been a one-on-one personal problem, at least in recent times, with anyone of a different race. And, and some of the nicest people that I know are African-American, and they're very friendly and very nice, and they do believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior. And the same thing with many others, Hispanics and Asians, as we know, through the history of Japan, particularly how Christianity was flourishing there until the bombing of the civilian cities of Nagasaki and, Hiroshima. It was just a horrible thing that was done to them. And who were the pioneers of the atom bomb? Most of them were these Talmudic Kenites who hate the human race. They want it under their control, and that's why they developed this horrific weaponry. So, no, I have no problems generally with anyone of any particular race, and that is why they are frustrated, these sons of Cain. They want us to hate each other, and they don't want us to pay attention to them. And as soon as we do, they get very defensive, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's take a break. Monica is here, and I'm here, and you're here, and you can join us anytime and ask a question about what's going on in the world today, and we'll talk about all of these other events in Nice and so forth. Come right back. Rick Adams on Center.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we're back now. Our number is 800-313-9443 to join Monica and myself, and you can do that at any time. We'll get to you as soon as we can. Monica, you know, the latest incident that the media bosses, starting with CNN, which is virtually an Israeli-owned company now, have announced this latest terror attack by Islam, as they would like to refer it. Excuse me, radical Islam, quote unquote. And now it is a truck terror alert. So that now we really need to focus not just on guns and not just on those horrible assault weapons. Now we've got to look at anybody driving a truck, particularly if it's over 10, 20 tons, and how all of a sudden it can be used as a weapon of mass destruction. You know, it becomes absurd because I looked at all of the videos that I could of what purportedly took place in the streets of Nice during this celebration, just happened to be Bastille Day. And I said, wait a minute, now here we go again. We've got the same dates on the calendar, and it was just a couple of days before the, quote, state of emergency in France was about to be lifted, and bang, slam dunk, wouldn't you know it, some Islamicist just happens to just drift out of the woodwork and do his dastardly deeds. And it works. It works for the synagogue of Satan, and it's police authorities, which, by the way, are controlled and trained by the Mossad. Doesn't that all sound very strange to you when you look at these videos of what supposedly took place?
Very interesting. Really very interesting. I mean, and we heard here in the news from 30 to 84 dead. They can't even make up their minds how many died. And a truck coming down the road like that, and I watched the video, it was not really charging down the road like a torpedo. It was going very slow. So why didn't they get away? And how could, you know, and how many people can you kill with a truck? And now he's from Tunisia, and now France said they've got to jack up the attacks against Iraq and Syria. What's that got to do with it?
Ah, that's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. France now, the Hollande government is wrapping it up now. They're going to increase their war in Iraq, and Syria will be next. Yes.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, this is just really interesting, talking about all these so-called Muslims or Islam going to Europe. Only men, no women really, and they look well trained, and some of them look like Mr. World. And they don't look like Syrians, but according to the news, they're all Syrians. Yes, so I don't know. They're North Africans, and just make them Muslims. It's easier, isn't it, to give them a religion. So then you're not a racist by saying, well, we have problems with the North Africa.
The funny thing is that as a result of this media hype, and this, you know, this metastasizing plague that they call it of Islamic terror is unfortunately it has reverberated in community after community across America. In my own, there was a defacing of a mosque. There was, you know, graffiti posted on it, windows smashed and so forth. And if you know them, the people there, they are the gentlest people that you would ever want to meet. You know, they're business people, they're professionals, they're workers, they don't sit on their hind legs. You know, they're the kind of people who would actually be called normally your neighbors. But all of a sudden, we are now being transformed into a society where we've got to spy on each other, keep our eyes open for that, you know, so-and-so down the street. And didn't they do that in the Soviet Union and communist Cuba and so forth?
Yeah, exactly. That the children must go and rat on their parents and vice versa. And so it goes, and nobody is trusting anybody anymore. And, of course, this anti-Muslim thing is getting completely out of hand, and the real enemy is not attacked and not even talked about. I tried to explain a long time ago on when I really did a few things on Facebook, and I was attacked. You know, you're too pro-Muslim. That's not it. Get to the facts and get to the truth. We're going to fight the wrong enemy again. We had two world wars killing each other for what?
Yes.
And now we're going to destroy all the Arabs for what?
Well, that third world war scenario is Islam against Christianity.
Exactly, yes.
Isn't that interesting? Not Judaism, but Christianity. Exactly. Well, it's Judaism and its offings that are, you know, orchestrating these campaigns of hate. It's amazing because I watch every day, I read the usual garbage, you know, Reuters and AP and all of that, and how they select certain stories, you know, and then publicize them with a distortion, total slant on them, and then just bury other stories that are making news. And it is a pattern that cannot be denied. It's just too apparent that the editors and the writers are following a script. This is what they did in Nice, France, in Paris now. We're talking over half a dozen of these incidents that have been reported. Brussels, the home of NATO. And, you know, it's interesting that average Joe And Sally Soccer Mom can't put it together. It doesn't take a genius to figure it out, does it?
No, but this is my next question to you. Why is it that the whites went into such denial that they cannot figure out what's what? And if you want to point out, but this is the truth and so forth, you are being attacked of, you don't understand. Because we have a problem here. Yes, we do have a problem, but who caused the problem? I mean, it's like fighting a virus and putting a Band-Aid onto it. I mean, you go into depth, what is the cause of this illness? But we don't. We keep on just putting Band-Aids on and accusing the obvious, and it's not the so obvious problem. I mean, do I make sense?
Yeah, it's finger pointing at each other, and he said, she said, they said, we said, and unfortunately, it goes round and round and round, you know, that wheel of fortune, and where it stops, nobody knows. Well, you know, I know who's behind the wheel. We all do. We know that, for instance, Georgi, you know, Soros, a.k.a. Georgi Schwartz from Hungary, a communist, Marxist, capitalist, Kenite, was and is now behind the financing of much of this tearing down of the walls of illegal immigration in Europe and here in the United States. There's no secret about it, is there?
No. And it's just interesting that all these illegals coming in have $10,000 in their back pockets and have the latest cell phones and iPads and iPods and whatever have you, running away and out of your country. You're a refugee. What do you take with on your back? What you have on your back? And I mean, and they can get in there just going in there. I mean, if I think how I struggle to get into the United States, but I'm white, it makes a difference.
Right. Absolutely. The most discriminated against now in your own land. And that is, that again comes right from the scriptural account of this war between Esau and his children and Jacob and his children. You know, it's just right down to the land, the country, the people, the nationalities. And, you know, God is raising up armies too, like yourself and others in your land, few in number. But it's a fair fight, because I figure, like, even if he brings 7,000 of the Zadok, the upright, those who will stand up like, you know, like Isaiah did, for instance, and the prophets, you know, that we think of, Elijah, you know, that's all that counts. It's 7,000 against, you know, like 8 or 9 billion. I think that's a fair fight when you think about what you're armed with. So, I mean, you know, you're there, I'm here. Our brethren are in Europe, and each in his own way is standing up with the whole armor of God, trying to tell the world what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Is the world listening? No. Does it say that in the scripture? Yes.
Yes.
And it also says that God has sent a spirit of slumber or stupor upon many of his people, because he doesn't want to see them destroy themselves by knowing the truth and then taking the wrong choice, you see? And that truth is going to be revealed when Satan comes. You know, what we're trying to say here is this is deeper. It's just deeper than tribes now. This is a matter of the final witness, Monica, in Jerusalem. And if they make the wrong decision knowingly, right, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
We don't want to see them get destroyed. We want to see them wake up, and they will after the fact that Jesus comes, the real Jesus, and they're going to be praying for mountains to fall upon them in embarrassment.
Yes. It is. You know, the truth really makes you free, but it also brings a lot of burden on your shoulders, doesn't it?
Right. That's exactly what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Are people fit for that burden? That's the question. Are they? Can they handle it? I know a lot of people just can't handle it at all. And I think most people in this Adamic, you know, race of people in the tribe cannot handle the truth. And that's why they're easy prey for the big bad wolf.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's really not so nice to blame it on the wolf, huh?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and was it Isaiah 14? Was it says, is this the man that deceived the nations of the world? Is this the man who made the earth to tremble? This little man, this man of sin? Yeah, it's him posing as Jesus.
Yeah. And when he went against the synagogue, they crucified him.
Absolutely. They had to because he represented the truth. And and Satan doesn't like the truth, does he?
Oh, no. Then he sees himself in the mirror and he doesn't look so good. Mm-hmm. So, and I know the victory will be ours, and I really cannot wait.
Well, that's right. And the victory will not be in a flesh body either. It will be in the age to come. When the millennium starts, you know, then you'll have absolutely no interference from Satan or his kiddies, and Jesus will rule. So, I mean, you know, you can't have a better environment than that. No, there's no excuse for not knowing when that day comes.
Exactly. Yeah, well, and this is what we're doing, is educate, and bring the knowledge, and please just listen. And if you don't want to listen, you're going to feel it, and it's not going to be so nice.
Well, it's called seed planting, you know, Monica. You're planting seeds now, and you hope and pray they will generate and germinate in the millennial period. The harvest of souls is at the end of all of that, you know? That's why, you know, I've always loved to see in the Gospels where, you know, Jesus taught the apostles and he taught the people and the, you know, the millions of people, so to speak, around the world, the thousands who flocked to him, that pray not, your pregnancy, if you will be in winter. Pray not. Mm-hmm. And he didn't mean a physical pregnancy. He meant being pregnant with the false Christ and marrying into him. Pray not that it come in winter. And what does that mean? I've always struggled with that because I didn't know at the time the scriptures. Well, it means summer is the time of harvest. The harvest of souls comes when the harvest of produce comes. Right? Yeah. And at that time, people will be judged. That's all.
That's all. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we have here, the sower came and sowed the good seeds. And then at night, the thief came and sowed the seeds that were not so good, the Darnell, people who look like us, and they are the rulers now.
Yes.
They look like us, but we can see in their deeds that they do not bear the fruit, do they? I don't think.
No, that's the key, is the fruit they bear.
Yeah.
And it's Jesus, you know, the two trees, the bad fig tree and the good fig tree.
Yeah.
The bad tree bears what? Bitter fruit.
That's good.
Fruit that's not edible.
And I think, you know, looking at the news and what's happening in the world, it cannot be more clearer than it was, say, 100 years ago. Who really is the deceiver and who really do his work, you know? There's not the government on this planet who's doing God's work.
No, they're all corrupt to some degree or another, and I don't care who they are. The politicians, you know, are like scum. They rise to the surface, you know.
Yes,
so it may be a political elected leader, or it might be a dictator. But whenever you have power, you have corruption. And the more the power, the more the corruption.
That's it. Absolutely. Well, you can see it in the United States. You see it. Oh, here, absolutely. It's so corrupt. It's unbelievable. I mean, Zuma with 783 criminal charges, and they're just going to sweep it under the carpet till they need to take him out. You know, if he's done the work that his boss wants him to do, he will be replaced. As easy as that. This is what they do. They'll just replace you because you became redundant. And Zuma is on his way out. And there will be a revolution here because they want to destroy everything that's left now, like they do the United States and what they're doing to Europe.
Yes.
And the United Kingdom.
They want to harvest all they can, can't they? Huh?
Yeah. Because he's running out of time. He knows he's going to lose. And he wants to reap as many souls as what he can. And this is what's happening here, what's happening all over the globe. It's very sad, but it is... sorting out process, don't you think?
Right, right. It is. It's a time of separation, and yes. A time when the good things will shine, such as yourself and the people who know what's going on and are praying and hoping for that day when they will be trotting under their feet these sons of Cain, as it says in the book of Revelation. And, I will make them that are of the synagogue of Satan to come and worship at your feet, because even they will be amazed. You see, some of them, then the gainsayers, it says, shall be so amazed that some of them will indeed convert, and to the truth. We've seen a few good so-and-sos here and there that have come full circle, and we're grateful for that. We can't deny the power of God. All right,
we'll come back,
folks, and we are waiting to just take the next break. We've got some time for your call, so we'll get back to you in just a moment.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
And we're back now. Rick Adams Uncensored here on republicbroadcasting.org, 1-800-313-9443 from South Africa. We are connected today with Monica Huggard Stone, and let's take a call from Jason in Boston first. Hello, Jason.
Hey guys, I just want to start off by saying I followed Dr. Bill Deagle over to RBN, and my God, I had you guys on 10 hours a day at least. What a great lineup, and just thank you so much for what you guys do.
Thank you.
So what I wanted to discuss, it's not that off topic, but I wanted to isolate, in my opinion, the three different types of false flags that the devil uses. And I'm sure everyone, you know, you guys and myself and your listening audience would agree that the devil is a lot of things, but stupid isn't one of them, correct?
I think we can all concur, yeah.
Absolutely.
So in my opinion, and I'm a wordy person, so if I go on too long, you know, and I'll take your comments off the air, but in my opinion, he uses three types of false flags, and every time we see these world events happen, I immediately start classifying them. So I'll just lay them out. Number one, there is the completely orchestrated garbage media, you know, fake nothing happened type of false flag, otherwise known as Sandy Hook. For me, number two would be the orchestrated and carried out, and none of us ever seem to find out the real details, but that would be what I would call an active false flag, a.k.a. 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And the third version, in my opinion, would be something that I call wind-up toys. Omar Mateen, this guy in Nice, France, where they may not be actively involved, but they've created a culture and an environment for something like this to grow, and then these people go out and do it on their own. And then you might see a surrogate of ISIS or et cetera, claim responsibility. I'd like to get your opinions on that, and I could either stay on the phone or take your comments off the air.
Well, you can hold, because we're going to go into the next hour anyway, but let me begin with Monica. Go ahead, Monica. I'll give your opinion on what Jason has just said.
Very interesting, and I agree with you. This was my question when this thing happened in Nice. All of a sudden, it is ISIS. Who decided it was ISIS? Who decided he's Islamist just because of his name and coming from Tunisia? Who was behind giving him the idea to take a truck and just go in there? Whose truck was it?
Well, they never answer questions like that, because is conjecture. And we go from one form to another. You know, Jason, you can hang on the line. Nevertheless, it's part of the mantra of creating what we call Babylonian confusion in the minds of people. And the only thing that emerges as crystal clear is that we need more policing authority. We need to suspect anyone who doesn't fit what we believe is to be the right mold. We need to, cheat on each other. We need to tattletale on each other. We need to trust government first and foremost, and make it stronger and more effective. Those are the things we come down to, basically. So hang on the line. We'll come back with hour number two, Jason. And you're welcome to call in as well, folks. Be right back.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions.
solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.